producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother!
I'm going to get to that last caller's question with Mr. Dent in the few minutes we have left with him, and I'll try to then just ask some of the questions that I see up there on the board. We may get to more, too. But I played a clip where Bush said, hey, you're not going to get the nomination, period, and actually showed what this guy really looks like. Because the nice boy act with the Bushes, believe me, folks, it's just that, a complete act. These are hardcore people. And this is out of CNN, a quote of Jeb Bush, quote, I can guarantee you Donald Trump is not going to be the nominee. He added at the town hall in Hooksett. So these are his other quotes. He said, and Mr. Dent was saying during the break, Harry Dent was saying, you know, I don't get why he's so arrogant and thinks he's going to stay in when he's 3%. Because they brag they've got the delegates with the Republican machine. He got the biggest applauses because they let in his people. That's how sickening this is. Mr. Dent, your comments on that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the whole political system's been hijacked. By special interests, lobbying, and all this sort of stuff. And again, I mean, over 50% of the contributions to campaigns this year have come from like 30 families or something like that. So this thing, this power behind the scenes, we really don't have democracy. The central banks have taken over the free markets, and special interests and money has taken over democracy. So I do not like these trends when this sort of backroom stuff can happen.
You were telling me the reason you like Bloomberg is, and I've heard this from other folks, that when you're in his offices, it's the most happening, jumping, hardworking place you've ever seen.
It is the most. But the main reason, yeah, I was for Romney back last time because we need a turnaround manager. The economy's going to fail, and we need somebody to say, okay, in failure, we need. I used to be a turnaround manager. That's what we did at Bain & Company. You come in and you reassess stuff and you make radical changes, and you can only make such radical changes when things.
What do you think of Fiorina?
That sort of person. She's.
I remember following it. Didn't she just manage a takeover and kind of a looting? I mean, they don't know what a great lady she was. She just took the company and merged it with another one. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you know, I think they're understating the good. I think she walked in a difficult situation. But
so you do think
she does not have a tracker to say, I can turn something around. Michael Bloomberg, I think, or a Mitt Romney would be that type of president.
Well, I like Mitt Romney a lot better than Hillary Clinton. Bloomberg and the gun thing, that's just a veto there. But I appreciate your view on that, and I've heard it from other smart people, but Bloomberg is a smart cookie. He just wants to enslave me when he has bodyguards so he can go right to hell, in my view. Let's get into that whole question about gold. Is it a commodity or is it a currency?
Okay, it was a currency up to the early 70s. It no longer is. You can't take a Krugerrand down a store and buy something or buy an airline ticket or something like that or even, you know, take it overseas with you. It is a potential currency again, but there's not enough gold in the world. Olympic-sized swimming pool would hold all the gold in the world. How do you back a global economy that is so many times bigger and growing so much faster than gold supply is? So gold used to be a good backing. I don't see it being a currency.
Well, my problem is they can then manipulate that with fractional reserve banking again.
Well,
I think gold's a great thing to have in a basket of backups. People that just think it's going to absolutely save them forever. I think it's just part of a larger plan.
But the question you have to ask yourself, we have printed more money than any time in history. Nobody would have expected this much. 10 trillion minimum around the world. And gold continues to fall. Gold.
Well, they admit they're naked shorting.
It would be against that.
They admit they're driving it down, though. That's come out just like LIBOR and all of it.
Yeah, but they're manipulating all markets. The stock market's, you know, still going up in certain things. Gold, I'm telling you, it's a bubble.
I think the truth is in between what you say and then what somebody like Peter Schiff says. I mean, I don't think gold is as bad as you say or silver, but I do see the manipulation, and I do agree with you about deflation. But, I mean, down the road, I don't know how they're going to suppress the price. Plus, it's industrial use.
But, again, the Peter Schiffs have been saying and consistently say the dollar's going to go to zero and gold's going to go to 5,000. This is not happening. Mark my words, it will not happen. I will quit my profession if that happens.
Well, you've been really accurate. So we're going to sit back and watch. And, Harry Dent, thank you so much. The book is free with shipping. shipping, $4.95. It's not like $15 shipping, get the book free. It's actually a free book. It actually loses, what, $4 or $5, I would imagine?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a loss leader. Check it out, HarryDent.com. I'm Alex Jones. Straight ahead, David Knight from the Situation Room. I'm in the War Room.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be your host this hour. Joining me in the studio right now is Leanne McAdoo. We're going to talk a little bit about last night's debate. Of course, as we saw Chris Christie getting on his Dr. Strangelove, talking about what he would do to Russia if they flew in a country where they've been invited by Syria to patrol there, as well as by Iran, neighboring countries, saying, yeah, I would shoot him down. We're going to assert ourselves into this country, and we're going to shoot down the Russians. Absolutely insane. Rand Paul called him on that insanity. But yeah, so at the same time they were doing that, we had the FAA come out and say they're going to turn America into a no-fly zone. Of course, we've got the list where people can't fly on planes. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the Star Chamber list. I'm talking about the fact that the FAA has now given themselves the authority to say that if you fly a drone, and by that they mean anything that is a half pound and up, that's something that'll fit in the palm of your hand, they take it upon themselves to give you a civil fine of $27,500. Now, of course, that's a civil fine, so they don't even have to take you to court, give you any due process, because they called it civil. If they want to come after you with a criminal charge, they can get up to $250,000. So I'm going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour. But I want to ask Leanne about her take on the debate last night. Leanne, what did you think?
Well, wow. Just speaking on that FAA ruling, that's pretty incredible, because think about all the parents that are going to be buying those little drones for their, you know, stocking stuffers and things like that. So
that's
make
right.
sure you get those registered. but
register your children. Register their toys.
Yes.
Register everything, because the government's got a list who's naughty and nice, and they're checking
it. Well, actually, one of our guys was just in there having to do a software update for our drone. It wouldn't even work. And so there you go. I
mean, see, they can. That's the whole point. They can put GPS fencing in to keep these things away from the airports. But no, they want to take the route where they can control you the most.
Right. Or just shut your drone down
if
it's registered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, obviously, I think the debate was pretty spectacular last night, and I enjoyed covering it once again. I think it was the third most watched debate ever. So I'm pretty happy to know that there are a lot of people tuning in, paying attention, getting involved in politics at this point, even though they're really trying to dumb us down. But I wanted to go ahead and play Rand Paul's opening statements, because we kind of got to our live coverage a little bit late, so we missed it.
Yeah, he was the very first one to speak and introduce, and we got only the tail end of it, where he reminded everybody that it was the anniversary of the Bill of Rights.
Right, and he just came out swinging like, hey, you're running for president? Well, there's this little thing called the Constitution.
Yeah.
Let me remind you about it. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
The question is, how do we keep America safe from terrorism? Trump says we ought to close that internet thing. The question really is, what does he mean by that?
Yeah,
like they do in North Korea? Like they do in China? Rubio says we should collect all Americans' records all of the time. The Constitution says otherwise. I think they're both wrong. I think we defeat terrorism by showing them that we do not fear them. I think if we ban certain religions, if we censor the internet, I think that at that point the terrorists will have won. Regime change hasn't won. Toppling secular dictators in the Middle East has only led to chaos and the rise of radical Islam. I think if we want to defeat terrorism, I think if we truly are sincere about defeating terrorism, we need to quit arming the allies of ISIS. If we want to defeat terrorism, the boots on the ground, the boots on the ground need to be Arab boots on the ground. As Commander-in-Chief, I will do whatever it takes to defend America. But in defending America, we cannot lose what America stands for.
Right.
Today is the Bill of Rights anniversary. I hope we will remember that and cherish that in the fight on terrorism.
Thank
you,
Senator. You couldn't have a better opening. He hit all the points. And we have to understand that America is more than just borders.
Mm-hmm.
America is fundamentally the idea that government's purpose is to protect our rights. And you don't hear any other candidate talking about rights, about liberty, about the Bill of Rights, except for Rand Paul. He clearly understands what's going on, and he clearly understands that even though they spent all last night talking about how they're going to go to war with ISIS, how they're going to contain ISIS, he clearly understands, and will openly say it, that we are the ones who are creating this problem.
Right.
We created ISIS, we fund it, and we continue to fund it.
Stop accidentally dropping weapons to ISIS and stop
buying their oil.
Arming the so-called moderate rebels who turn out to be jihadis joining ISIS.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, he called it, came out swinging with that. So I wanted to go ahead and talk a little bit about Trump shutting down the internet. So he sort of clarified a little bit last night in the debate. Donald Trump said, you know, he wasn't talking about shutting down the internet websites. He was specifically talking about geography. And so shutting down the places where ISIS is accessing the internet and things like that. And this article comes from Breitbart. Here's why Trump is right about shutting down parts of the internet. And so the author kind of dumbs it down for those of us who don't really understand all of this technical jargon, like myself. But here I'll just read. In theory, he says, all President Trump would have to do is have the FCC exercise its regulatory authority over telecommunications infrastructure.
Oh, they want to do that very hard.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they're trying to do that very hard,
They're going to arrange to make announcements for the IP addresses that are owned by Islamic State. Any traffic intended for Islamic State on about 95% of the internet could be redirected to the U.S. and then null routed, essentially dumping it into a black hole, perhaps after being analyzed by the NSA or the military. Problem solved.
Well, you know, it isn't an issue, Leanne, of how the technology is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, what he tries to do here is to sound like he knows something by using a few technical terms. I'm not impressed by jargon, okay? I've been an engineer. I see how people use this. I've seen with the climate debate how people use appeals to authority. Trust me, I'm a PhD, whatever. He made some pretty amazingly ridiculous things, statements in here. He said all the Internet service providers that together comprise the core of the Internet are all American. Well, that's actually not true. There are Internet service providers in every single country.
Mm-hmm.
And,
this is why China is able to...
Exactly. That's where we're headed with this, is to emulate what China is doing with their great firewall. And so it's not a question of pragmatics. It's not a question of how the technology works. Yeah, you can do anything with the technology. You can completely shut down the Internet. You can do it with, rubber hose and guns in people's faces, or you can do it finesse with technology. The issue is the principles.
Mm-hmm.
The issue is free speech, which this guy is clearly clueless about, who's writing for Breitbart. He really doesn't understand it. But, you know, Leanne, as this was, the debate is going on, as we were talking about that yesterday, there was a conference in China promoting the Chinese ideal of censorship. And let me read to you what Fortune magazine said. They said, China is selling a censored, walled-off internet. They want there's a world conference, China's world conference that began yesterday. They said it's a total farce. It's an event where China hopes to use its speech to spread the idea of censorship. Okay? An internet that's walled off from the world through censorship and firewalls. And they talk about how they've banned Facebook, they've banned Twitter, WordPress, Instagram. They used to ban Google, but now Google has kowtowed, literally, to what China wants to do. So now they're allowed in. The human rights activists, the internet activists, everybody knows precisely what China is doing. They are exercising what they call their sovereignty in the name of security and safety.
Hmm.
Okay, why did they do this? Well, they had a train accident back in 2011 in one of the cities, and the Chinese government wanted to float this false narrative about what had happened with the train accident. And it scared them to death because the truth came out on social media. It's a threat to China. It's not a threat to the Chinese people to have free speech. It's a threat to the Chinese government. It's
right.
A threat to tyrants to have free speech. That's why it's the very first thing that is enumerated in the Bill of Rights is free speech.
Right.
All the internet groups, all the technical people, all the human rights groups recognize that what China is doing is censorship. And what Donald Trump is calling about in terms of just, well, we're just going to cut off this part of the internet and we're going to wall off that area over there. He wants to put a wall at the border, thinks he can keep people out with that. He thinks he can shut down terrorism with a great firewall, just like China. It isn't going to work in
right.
either place.
Well, and as we've seen, you know, give an inch, they're going to take a mile. You set the precedent that they can shut down internet access in one area. Well, they've already ignored Islamic terror threat before San Bernardino to focus on right-wing radicals. So
yes.
Those people were able to
yes.
slip through the cracks because this administration thinks that those are not the terrorists. The real terrorists are these right-wing radicals.
And that's the point.
Christians.
The conservatives always sell this to the right wing because they're going to buy into the idea of safety. They're the ones who love, well, of course the left does as well. They all want safety. Nobody cares about liberty anymore. And then you have to understand that the Southern Poverty Law Center and the government are constantly, we report on this virtually weekly, how they say, you know, the real threat to America is not Islamic terrorism. Please don't be as scared of the Muslims, okay? Be afraid of the conservatives, okay, the homegrown conservatives who don't
right.
like the government.
Patriot.
That's your real enemy.
Paper.
And folks, what they're going to do is they're going to shut down conservative libertarian media with
exactly.
this. You give them this tool, and that's the way they're going to hammer it.
And that's what people need to understand, because a lot of people, even in the comment section, were like, well, what do you prefer, InfoWars? You just think that they should leave the internet open and not.
Yes.
And,
yes,
and so
do.
That's it.
Yes,
but you've got to pay attention to this, because this is what they use ISIS to stir everyone up into fear so that we will give up our rights, even though everyone knows and we've been fighting for this free and open internet. That's why New World Order's had to really ramp up its plans, because the internet gives people all over the world access to truth.
We're over 14 years into this Patriot Act idiocy, okay? Are you safer? We've had bigger terrorist attack than we ever had outside of what they did at 9/11 with this most recent one. And, of course, we're told that, they knew all about them, but, you know, they were just watching them. Look, I have no problem with them surveilling people if they're foreigners. That's what the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act was for. I have a problem with them surveilling Americans without a search warrant. That's what the Constitution is for. They have flipped this upside down, and then when they fail, they argue that they want to expand this even further. That now they've got to take control of the Internet. They've taken control. They frisk us at the airports. They do all this. Stay with us when we come back. Leanne's going to continue. We're not finished talking about the debate last night. We're also going to talk about what was said about the Gang of Eight. And, of course, one of the Gang of Eight, Senator McCain, is now going to have a challenge coming up in Arizona. Let's make it a Gang of Seven. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Studio is Leanne McAdoo. We're going to talk about the back and forth between Rubio and Rand Paul about the immigration bill. Who wants to open the borders? How do they want to, or do they even want to try to control immigration? I would say that Rubio clearly does not. He's worked on these bills with Chuck Schumer, co-sponsored one, and talk to the audience about the Gang of Eight. Define that a little bit for people, Ian.
Well, also, too, let's not forget that Jeb Bush publicly endorsed the Gang of Eight amnesty bill. So, you know, I thought it was hilarious when Donald Trump called him out on his brother flying Bin Laden family out right after 9/11.
That was perfect. That was perfect. Right. And then of course, Jeb's response was, well, you're not a serious candidate. If you pull back the curtain and show that the emperor has no clothes, then you're not a serious candidate. No, you're real serious when you do that sort of thing.
Right. So the Senate Gang of Eight immigration bill, it was written to provide a path to citizenship, the DREAM Act as well, the family visas that would move along that backlog a lot faster, and then, of course, enforcement, so they would, you know, add even more people there for this border surge and everything. And at the time, Marco Rubio, he doubled down on this failed Gang of Eight bill. They said, hypothetical do-over, would you do this again? And he said, absolutely, he would push for these same policies. And he basically said that he was right in predicting that failure to pass a comprehensive immigration reform bill would result in executive action from the president. So pass this to find out what's in it, or else we're going to get executive. So that, I mean, that.
And what the reason I called them a gang was because this was a bipartisan movement of Republican and Democrat senators to basically shut down any amendments, any pushback against that. And that's part of what they were going back and forth about, was the amendments that had been shot down. And remember who was in this. Of course, it was Chuck Schumer, the guy who wants to take your guns. Okay, always. That's one of the key places where he hangs out. It was John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Marco Rubio. Okay, so, you know, keep those names in mind. Okay,
right.
Those are the people
who want
to have uncontrolled immigration in our country. And we know that what's really behind that, and we can see it, what's happening in Europe, is this is a way to take down countries' sovereignty, to also manipulate the voter rolls. And so,
exactly. Well, we don't need an ID to vote. You don't even need to be a citizen. So obviously this Gang of Eight bill was going to have major changes to our immigration system. But Rand Paul, once again, I thought he hit it out of the park with this, where he called out Marco Rubio for having more allegiance to Chuck Schumer and the Democrats than he does to conservative principles.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go ahead and play that clip.
Or to the rule.
The other thing is the one thing that might have stopped Senator Bernardino, that might have stopped 9/11, would have been stricter controls on those who came here. And Marco has opposed at every point increased security, border security for those who come to our country. On his Gang of Eight bill, he would have liberalized immigration, but he did not, and he steadfastly opposed any new border security requirements for refugees or students. Last week, I introduced another bill saying we need more security, we want more scrutiny. Once again, Marco opposed this. So Marco can't have it both ways. He thinks he wants to be this, oh, I'm great and strong on national defense, but he's the weakest of all the candidates on immigration. He is the one for an open border that is leaving us defenseless. If we want to defend the country, we have to defend against who's coming in. And Marco has more of an allegiance to Chuck Schumer and to the liberals than he does to conservative policy.
So, I mean, that's good. You know, you can't have both liberty and, I mean, you have to have liberty and security. And they're trying to have us give up our liberty for safety. You know, that was the drinking game.
Well, you know, I understand a lot of libertarians who are concerned about border patrols, border controls in general. And I understand that. I mean, we had a situation in this country where our borders were open for, most of the life of the republic until we became an empire. But you have to understand that the problem with that is the welfare state.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have the problem of the radicalized jihadis that our CIA and our dark side of our government has created. And so both of those things make an open border not possible right now. But I am very concerned about building a wall, because we have to understand that if you build a wall, that wall can be used to keep you in, as Ron Paul has famously said, as George Washington said, when people said, you talk about freedom as if Americans are the only ones who have freedom. Don't the British people have freedom? And he says, yeah, they have liberty, but they walk about between high walls.
Right.
In other words, they are in a prison, okay?
Exactly.
And we don't want to build a prison for ourselves, either in cyberspace or in literal space. That's the thing that really concerns me. So we have to temper anything that we do with making the establishment of individual liberty the prime issue. Because otherwise, if we don't, and we go down this road of national sovereignty, that can quickly turn into a kind of fascism very easily.
And you were very quick to point all that out last night. Can we play 30 seconds of that last clip?
I don't know.
My favorite highlight.
But we got time. You can run a little bit of it. Go ahead. We'll go out with this.
I guess they don't have to hold up. But that's all right. Yeah, that's what you pointed out. It's about freedom.
Thank you, Leanne. We'll be right back, and I'm going to talk about this new encroachment on our freedom that is absolutely
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studio, it's Alex Jones.
I walk along the avenue.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Nutt, your host. I want to talk about what's going on with this insane expansion power grab of the FAA. It's very parallel, actually, to what's going on with the FCC. And I want to talk about these parallels because we need to understand that what we saw sold to us last night, and I think one of the persons who does this the most is Ted Cruz. Donald Trump is much better at pointing out that this has been going on a long time, going back to the Bush administration. Most of these
big problems that we're faced with right now. Of course, we've had this has been going on far longer than that. And that is the out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as the policies that we've been pursuing abroad. But we're told constantly by Ted Cruz that this is something that Obama has done, that Hillary will continue. And as long as we get rid of Obama and don't elect Hillary, everything is just going to be fine. No, it isn't. There are some horrible systemic issues with the federal government, especially with the bureaucracy, that persist regardless of who is elected. And that's why we need to not get overly distracted by a presidential election. We need to make sure that we stay focused on the things that we can do to contain the federal government, because it will not contain itself. We need to take back our liberties, and there are ways that we can do that without picking up a gun right now. But our windows are starting to close, and so we need to educate people about what they can do with jury nullification, about what can be done at the state and local level to nullify the effect of the federal government when it steps into places that it has absolutely no authority. So we're going to talk about that. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about our specials. We have free shipping all this week. There's only 3 days left for that to get to guaranteed Christmas delivery as well. Free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. We've added a new special since I've last done the radio show, 20% off X2 Nascent Iodine. Give the gift of total health. And, of course, we have a lot of specials that will help you to give the gift of health. We have an Essentials Pack that's 33% off. That's Survival Shield X2, Super Male or Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet. We also have a Cleanse Pack that's 28% off. Winter Sun Vitamin D3, 15% off. Deep Cleanse, first ever self. You just buy that by itself to try it, 17% off. And, of course, we've got a lot of other specials on knickknacks and other things that are great to look at for stocking stuffers. Again, you can get free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got another 3 days left on that, and it's guaranteed Christmas delivery if you get it by Friday. Before I get to the drone issue, I just want to point out a couple of quick news articles. We mentioned one of them briefly when we were talking about the Gang of Eight. The fact that that included not only Marco Rubio and Lindsey Graham, who are running for president, but also John McCain. John McCain has pointed out on Drudge Report that he now has somebody who is going to be challenging him for his seat, Arizona State Senator Kelly Ward. She is a physician in Arizona. She says she's resigning her Senate seat to devote all of her energy to defeating McCain. Of course, he's been there for five terms. And my question that I jotted down on this is, well, will the Tea Party darling, Sarah Palin, once again stump for him, putting her pals over her principles? And that's what we've seen her do in the past when there was some real credible threat to get rid of this very, very dangerous man. I mean, another guy just like Chris Christie, belligerent and on the verge of insanity in terms of his militancy, the things that he would do for the military-industrial complex. Just as we saw Chris Christie last night, a jaw-dropping admission that he would make declarations over Syria and shoot down Russian planes if they violate it, because, you know, he can draw the line anywhere he wishes. That's the kind of authoritarian guy he is. Of course, he's hopelessly in love with the war on drugs. He's prosecuted people for it. He says he's going to come after people in the states like Colorado, Washington, Oregon, where they have gotten rid of drug prohibition for marijuana, you know, because that's the way authoritarians roll. Just like he said he would tell Russia what to do, and he would start World War III if they don't obey his orders. Well, he's going to go into these states that have legalized marijuana for medical use, for recreational use, and he's going to start putting people in jail. Great. Now, we were told that the Republicans were going to oppose Obama on climate change. We heard a lot of really strong talk. And, of course, they had the Paris Climate Agreement that was passed this last weekend. It didn't take long for the Republicans to cave. Here it is, Wednesday, and they have now passed the money for Obama to do what he wants to in terms of starting to hand out the cash to the crony capitalists as part of this climate deal. And a victory for the Obama administration, the spending package released by congressional leaders on Wednesday won't block American financial contributions to an international climate fund for poor nations. They say this legislation doesn't formally block money for the Green Climate Fund, so Obama is expected to be able to use current discretionary funding streams to send American money to it. Now, this is not what we were promised by the Republicans. During negotiations over an international climate deal, the GOP said it would work to block GFC, that's the Green Climate Fund, and any omnibus bill unless the Senate got a chance to vote on ratifying the climate agreement. But it was just talk. But here's the talk that they said. Here's one example of one Republican congressman or senator from Wyoming. He said, Congress will weigh in on whatever comes out of the Paris climate talks and the money that the president has requested as part of the budget. Yeah, they weighed in. They said, here, you can have it, no strings attached. No problem. Do whatever you want. You know, you're God and or you're Caesar, depending on, you know, what you want to do. If you want to make pronouncements about religion or if you want to go to war, go ahead. You can do whatever you want, and the Congress will not oppose you. And you know who else they won't oppose? They will not oppose the bureaucracy. What we've seen happening with this insane law that the FAA has put out, and they've given everybody a deadline of December the 21st, what this is nothing but another pettifogging bureaucracy granting itself authority that it doesn't have. We've seen this with the FCC. The FCC is trying to take control of the internet in total, and that's why I'm so sensitive to what Donald Trump is doing when he wants to replicate the patterns that are happening in China. And, of course, this idiot from Breitbart, he says, well, unless you're a total moron, you understand that what Donald Trump is talking about is geography. He's like, if you are a total moron if you think the internet is limited to geography. If you think people can't spoof where they're coming from, you think they can't reroute stuff, you don't even understand the technology. And he writes this whole article talking about how it would work. I don't care how it would work. It shouldn't work. Just like I don't care about messing with the details of taking people's guns away if they're on the no-fly list. You shouldn't have a no-fly list. If people have done something wrong, then you take them to trial. You don't put them on a list and then start punishing them without due process. That is incredibly idiotic, moronic, foolish. We shouldn't be doing that sort of thing. But let's get back to these bureaucracies. The FCC came out, and of course, this is all focusing. People get tied up with the details of net neutrality. Folks, this isn't about net neutrality. We could argue about net neutrality just like we could argue about free trade and the transatlantic and transpacific partnerships. Those partnerships are not about trade. It's about establishing a new overreaching control. It's about a new organization, about consolidating control into a global governance. And these regulations, all this going back and forth between the FCC commission and the appeal judge, that panel of three judges that are looking at this, this is all simply about them asserting authority into a new area. It doesn't really have anything to do with net neutrality. The FCC has been on both sides of net neutrality. Understand that. So it's not about net neutrality. It's not about free trade. It's about creating control for a new body. And that is what the FAA is doing as well. When the FCC, I'm not finished with the FCC. Let's talk about how this came about. First, they came out and they had some net neutrality rulings. And they were slapped down by a judge. I said, you don't have the right to try to regulate content. You only have the right to regulate utilities. You were created to allocate spectrum, to say, okay, these people are going to have this frequency on the radio, and these are going to have these frequencies on television, so we're going to allocate that. We're going to have an auction. We're going to put that off. But now they're trying to regulate content on the internet. And so the judge says, you know, you don't have authority to do that. You're just there to regulate utilities. So the FCC comes back and says, okay, we have now pronounced that the internet is a utility. Done. Done. Voila. Problem solved. And, of course, the judges come back and say, yeah, okay. Okay, you say it's a utility, so now you can regulate it. Just that simple. What we're seeing happening with the FAA is exactly the same thing. And let me go back to how this started. We had a situation where the FAA got angry with a guy who was a Swiss citizen, I believe. His name is Perker. And I think he was in New York, if my memory serves me correctly. I'm just going off of memory on this. But I think he was in New York. He was, nevertheless, he took some pictures with a very, very lightweight styrofoam drone. And they got upset about it. And they fined him. Because I think what the FAA was trying to do was they figured they had some low-hanging fruit. Because they could come after a guy who was not an American citizen, and he would not really fight them in court. He would just roll over or go away, and they could get a conviction. I mean, they've done these types of things when they encroached on the Second Amendment, when they talked about, remember the sawed-off shotgun laws, and they had the guy that they were coming after, he died. And so they made a ruling about this. Even after the guy died and there was nobody to argue his side of the case, they made a ruling and then set a precedent on that. So I think they thought they could do the same thing with this Swiss citizen Perker. Now, what happened was when this went before a law judge, he fought it. He said, no, I'm not going to have you impose this fine on me. Maybe he wanted to come back to the United States, or maybe he just understood principle. Because, Americans don't seem to understand principle anymore. But he fought it. He went to a law judge that ruled in his favor and said that the FAA didn't have jurisdiction over model planes. And he said that the FAA's position that they're taking would, quote, lead to the risible argument that a flight in the air, for example, of a paper aircraft or a toy balsa wood glider, could subject the operator to the regulatory provisions of these new laws that they've put in place, okay? And so the NTSB, so that's what the judge said. He basically laughed at him and said, you're going to try to regulate model planes? You're the FAA. You don't have the authority to regulate model planes. So then the FAA appealed it. They took it before the National Transportation Safety Board. And the NTSB panel of three judges, here we are, three judges again, unelected, unaccountable, say, nah, they can do that. They can do that. And so now what we have, well, now there's a let's go to, that was November of last year. Let's go to August of this year. And what we had was a lawyer out of Connecticut. His name is Peter Sachs. He's founded the Drone Pilots Association, and he is a critic of the FAA's power grab over drones, over toy planes. So what he did was he, to illustrate the absurdity of this, he got the agency to approve a powered paper airplane for commercial drone operations, just to make a point. And what he did was he sent this to the FAA, and they actually, with a straight face, gave him a permit for this. Now, let me tell you what this paper drone is. It is a drone from Power Up Toys, 3.0 drone. It's about $50. It's sold by a toy company out of Israel. They started with a Kickstarter campaign, raised about $1.2 million. They sold 120,000 units of the toy. It is a toy, okay? Very tiny paper airplane. They say it won't even lift a camera. The battery gives out in 10 minutes. And then, as they put it, it is a child of the wind. Okay? They thought the ruling of the FAA was hysterical, because what they did was they gave this guy, he applied for a permit, said, hey, I'd like to use this for commercial use. He applied for the permit, and they granted him permission to use this paper airplane and say, yeah, we really do have the authority to look at model airplanes and to regulate them. Because they had come out with regulations that said that if you're going to fly this, you have to be a registered pilot. They got all kinds of regulations in terms of who can fly these drones if it's done commercially. And, of course, you have to have a licensed pilot. And so he points out that even though they gave him permission now, they've granted him permission to fly this $50 paper airplane with a little tiny motor that won't lift a camera. The battery gives out in 10 minutes. They granted him a operator permission, but now, because he's using it for commercial use, he still needs to have a pilot who meets certification rules that the FAA just put on about a year ago. And even though this guy is an out-of-certification helicopter pilot, he flew real helicopters. He flew a Jet Ranger helicopter, but now he would have to hire somebody to fly this paper airplane, or he would be in violation of the FAA's rules. Now, the FAA is not laughing. Tyrants everywhere don't have a sense of humor. They don't have a sense of shame. They don't have a sense of irony, and they could care less what our rights are. They could care less what the law is. Now, what have they regulated? They have told everybody that you've got until December the 21st, and then if you are 13 years of age or older, and then if the kid has this, if he doesn't register, they'll come after the parents, of course. But anything that is a half a pound up to 55 pounds, you will have to register with the FAA. If you do not register with the FAA, you are liable to having a $27,500 civil penalty. Now, that civil word is very important that you understand that. Understand that when they talk about it being a civil penalty and not a criminal penalty, that means they can assess that to you without having to give you any due process. They say, well, the Constitution only talks about having due process if it's a criminal action. Okay, so they just treat you as a criminal. They assess the fines without charging you with a crime. They don't want to give you a day in court because they don't have to prove that you did anything wrong. They don't want a jury to look at this and say, well, wait a minute, we also have the, besides the Fifth and Sixth Amendment, we also have the Eighth Amendment about excessive fines. Do you think it's excessive that your child or you would be fined $27,500 simply because you did not register? You haven't done anything wrong. You simply flew this outside of your outside of a building, in the outside, not inside your house. You took it outside. You open it up on Christmas Day. You take it outside and you fly it. If the FAA knows, they can assess a $27,000 fine to you. Is that insane? It gets even more insane because if you did something criminally, and I don't know what they would consider to be criminal, a $250,000 fine and imprisonment of up to 3 years in jail. Now, you need to understand that they are capable of putting GPS locations. They've already done this. Many drone manufacturers have already put GPS location inhibitors in their drones to make sure that they do not get within the FAA restricted area close to an airport. They have restrictions, and I forget how many miles it is you have to be away from an airport. But that's very easily done with technology. You can very easily keep these things from getting anywhere close to an airport, keep them from getting anywhere close to a certain elevation. That's not a problem. But they want to take the approach of the maximum control. That's what our government always does. And we need to understand that, as I pointed out at the very beginning of this, this is not something that is going to go away if we get rid of Obama and don't elect Hillary. This is an out-of-control bureaucracy that grants itself permission, just as we see the FCC doing it. We see the FAA doing it. They grant themselves permission. They create the penalties. They accuse you with their police. They bring you before their court if you even get a day in court. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Soon Christmas would have come and gone, and with it, 2015. Now is the time to give the gift of amazing health this Christmas and New Year season. Many of you have experienced or you've heard about the amazing benefits from the exclusive formulations available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is your chance to share them with those you love and take advantage of free shipping and unprecedented specials. You will find the InfoWars Life Essentials Pack with X2 Super Male and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 33% off on top of free shipping. You'll also find other specials like the Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Oxy Powder, and Living Defense for 28% off and again free shipping. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Read the 5-star reviews. See the informational videos. Add your friends and family members' addresses on checkout and we'll ship their gifts free directly to them. We're talking about game-changing gifts and they're all available with free shipping and massive discounts this Christmas season. InfoWarsLife.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber cybersecurity. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and just want to tell you before we get back to the news, we have our specials, our free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's only 3 days left on that, and only 3 days left to get guaranteed Christmas delivery. And we have some additional Christmas specials there as well. Give the gift of total health. We have 20% off of X2 Nascent Iodine. We have 33% off the Essentials Pack of Survival Shield X2, Super Male and Female Vitality, and Silver Bullet. We also have 15% off of Winter Sun, Vitamin D3. That's something you really need during the winter months when the sun is less intense and you don't get as much vitamin B, D being made by your body, as well as specials even on things like coffee. Get 2 bags of InfoWars coffee and get a free mug while supplies last. Again, that's our 100% organic, non-GMO, grown without pesticides, gourmet quality coffee. Wake up, America. A lot of specials. You'll see those on our website. And again, free shipping, and you still have 3 days left to get it for guaranteed Christmas delivery. As I was talking about what the FAA is doing, what the FCC is doing, understand that as all of this is happening, what is our Congress doing? They're giving the green light to Obama to do whatever he wants to with this climate change deal, just as they told us. Oh, don't worry. They didn't have any mandates in there. They didn't enact any carbon taxes that are going to be paid to some international tribunal. That was on the table, folks. That was part of the draft. But no, they're not going to do any of that. Obama wanted that, but they're just going to go with voluntary stuff. So guess who volunteered? The GOP just rolled over and gave it to him. Just like they're rolling over and giving permission to all of these federal bureaucracies, whether it's the EPA, whether it's the FCC, whether it's FAA, allowing them to write law. See, Congress doesn't do anything anymore. I don't know. Why don't we just send these guys home? All they're doing is feathering their nest. They're supposed to write the laws. We elect them to write the laws. We're supposed to have representatives write the law. But instead, we have bureaucracies that persist regardless of who is president. Let me repeat that. Regardless of who is president, these bureaucracies continue to persist and they metastasize like a cancer. So now we got the FAA saying you got a half-pound toy that you can fit in the palm of your hand, costs less than $50, register it, or we're going to, if we catch you, you've always got this hanging over your head. They can use this as a weapon against anybody. Yeah, you can ignore it. Okay, figure that you're not going to get caught, but they use this as a weapon. And they can clamp. You don't think they're going to do that? Look at what the EPA did to the fellow who built a little pond on his 8 acres. None of the water went across the border of his property. He created the pond. He dug it out. He filled it with water for his livestock, for his kids. They assessed fines against him of $37,500 per day. So if the EPA can do that to a guy in Montana with 8 acres, they can do that to you with your kid's toy drone. And, of course, the Congress won't do anything to stop them. So we have to stop them at the state level. We have to stop them with jury trials. We need to demand that they're not going to take our money and call it a civil action without giving us a jury trial. Folks, we have to understand they're coming after our freedoms, and they pretty much have knocked all the walls down. It's kind of like we're at the Alamo. Most of the walls are down. We're being shelled by Santa Ana. But we can't give this up. We may only have one wall left, but we need to fight for the First Amendment, we need to fight for the Second Amendment, and we need to take this back. And we need to say that we're not going to abandon the station. Now, before we go, and I just want to underscore this. Some of the guys wanted me to play this. This is a clip from last night where I was essentially saying the same thing. And then we're going to go out with this clip, let you know that tonight is the InfoWars Nightly News with Jakari Jackson, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Let's run this clip, and we'll go out with that.
Exactly.
When a politician tells you that he's going to take away your freedom of speech, believe him. He's going to take it away.
Right.
It's not a fantasy. Don't pretend. They lie to you all the time. Don't lie to yourself about what a politician is going to do. If he tells you he's a thief, if he tells you he's going to steal your rights, he's going to steal your damn rights. Don't believe that they're not going to do it. When they tell you they're going to take it, if it comes to your money or your rights, they will do that.
Yeah.
the Genesis Communications Radio Network.